local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome you into hour number two on a Wednesday. It is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Welcome to November, November 1st of 2023. Man, just 2 months left of this year. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Unofficially, the start of Christmas to some of you, I will not celebrate with you on that. Had a fairly long diatribe last hour that I plan on having at least once more at some point today. I don't know if it'll be this hour or next, but yeah, sharing some thoughts on the all the people I see in my timeline and then on social media, pop culture, that are calling November 1st the start of the Christmas season. I do not hate Christmas. I want that very clear. I just want the proper respect to be shown to Thanksgiving. So we'll get more on that later on as well. First, though, we want to get to our top three stories here. We do, of course, get you caught up in everything happening. And we start with the latest in Israel, the Gaza Strip now, as people have started evacuating through a border crossing into Egypt as the war rages on. Injured civilians are among those heading into the country, as well as hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans. Over 10,000 people have been killed in total since the war began on October 7th. The Republican proposal to provide aid to Israel is doomed in the Senate, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The House GOP proposal is not going anywhere. It's dead before it even is voted on. The Speaker should start over.
So that was Schumer there, says the bill is full of partisan poison pills. The package cuts funding from the IRS and leaves out aid to Ukraine. And the Federal Reserve today pausing interest rate hikes once again. Jerome Powell, Reserve Chair.
Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve. Without price stability, the economy does not work for anyone. In particular, without price stability, we will not achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
And this is the second time in a row the Fed's held the rate steady after 11 rate hikes, including four this year. The committee said it felt more optimistic about the economy and labor market despite persistent inflation. Those are our top three stories. We'll get our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
All right, well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at our traffic right now, there's nothing standing out of the ordinary too much, but there is an accident being reported at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Palafox Street. And this has caused some pretty steady congestion backed up all the way just past North Davis Highway.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 61 degrees right now, clear skies actually down to 59, just a couple degrees difference there. But 42 degrees for the low tonight, clear skies. Gradual warm-up Thursday into Friday. Right now, it is 59 degrees. Taking a look at some local headlines here, we heard from UWF today, and Leidos, a Fortune 500 science and tech leader, as those two are combining to launch the Leidos Cybersecurity Infrastructure Lab on the campus of UWF. Students will receive hands-on experience in the areas of digital modernization, updated data processing, modeling and simulation, and capability and capacity planning assessments, all of those cybersecurity terms there that I do not know what they mean. But hey, good news for cybersecurity students. Obviously, it is a ever-expanding and growing field, and Northwest Florida certainly a leader in that space. Also today, the latest on the Johnson Lake apartment. So we've had several different stories here recently about air conditioning not working, and for many residents at Johnson Lake Apartments, that's still an issue, not because of the air conditioning, but that it's also tied to the heat. So residents now, especially in this cold weather pattern here over the next few nights, without heat right now.
If your air conditioner doesn't work, your heater doesn't work. We contacted corporate. They're acting like they don't know what we're talking about. They're not sending any money. They're not sending heaters. They're not even answering their phone.
So residents say that as the temps drop, they have no way to keep warm, as cracks are showing in windows and walls as well. Congressman Matt Gaetz weighing in on the latest spat between Republicans and Democrats as they try to figure out how to provide aid to Israel despite opposition from Democrats and some Republicans. Gaetz says he stands behind the $14 billion standalone package that doesn't include aid to Ukraine, and the money would come out of the IRS budget.
The IRS used to have a $12 billion budget. That swelled to an $80 billion budget as a consequence of the Inflation Reduction Act. And so this would peel back $14 billion of that, and I think let our people off the mat when it comes to excessive government weaponization, and that is exactly what these IRS agents would be intended to do.
All right, so the discussion as Mike Johnson, House Speaker, introduced that $14 billion package there. We heard from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says it's dead on arrival as he is backing the White House's plan and desire to have a $100 billion package that not only supports Israel, but Ukraine, Taiwan, and the southern border as well. Today, the Small Business Administration announcing economic injury disaster loans are available in Northwest Florida due to drought conditions that started early last month. The program is available to eligible farm-related and non-farm-related entities that have suffered loss as a direct result of the drought. Loan amounts can go up to $2 million, interest rates at 4% for small businesses and 2.375% for private nonprofit organizations with terms up to 30 years. 520 right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Happy Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Welcome to the month of Thanksgiving. 23 days away. And I love this time of year. Love the weather. Mm-hmm. It's great. I had 2 bowls of homemade chicken noodle soup last night. I'll have 2 more tonight. I had a Wendy's chili this afternoon. I'm just all in
the
soup and chili. So hope you're enjoying the weather as much as I am. Perfectly clear skies right now, 59 degrees. Overnight, a bit dicey as far as the chill, though. 42, could have freeze warning in some spots as well. Of course, that red flag warning is still in effect until 7 o'clock this evening. So no fires, as tempting as they are. And I'm right there with you. I would love a bonfire with some s'mores and a hot chocolate and all that. But I don't want to start a wildfire.
That's understandable, yeah.
You know, kind of a risk reward there. But let's see how the roads are, Austin. Anything going on?
All right, so as we discussed last traffic break, something that's kind of public enemy number one in Escambia County currently is Brent Lane towards the intersection with North Palafox Street.
Yeah, right by PCA there.
Yeah, we do have a crash there that's got backups near, honestly, touching North Davis Highway, that intersection there. Also, I'm noticing some congestion in Milton when you're coming over the Escambia Bay Bridge heading westbound.
I-10, you mean?
No, I'm talking about in Santa Rosa County now. I said Escambia Bay Bridge, excuse me. Blackwater River.
Okay.
Coming over there. Yeah, we've got some congestion.
All right, very good. Yeah, Alan Strum getting us caught up on what's coming up in the future.
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of Northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 59 degrees right now, clear skies. Taking a look at some state headlines, the FBI out with a warning about the risk of terror threats inspired by the Israel-Hamas war. And a former FBI counterintelligence director says that South Florida is particularly in a unique spot since it's a melting pot population, several different religions and ethnicities.
Everyone does coexist, get along, embrace the differences, but it also means that the threat is more real there because of the presence of all the differences.
Yeah, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West since the war in Israel broke out.
Also, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is detailing the state's argument against an effort to put the question of abortion access on the 2024 ballot. Moody filed a brief to the state Supreme Court asking the justices to reject the wording of the proposed amendment. Moody says the language used in the ballot summary would be misleading to voters. Floridians Protecting Freedom is the name of the group, is proposing the amendment after the state passed both 15-week and 6-week bans on abortions.
Governor DeSantis and county election supervisors want a federal judge to toss out a lawsuit challenging the way the 2018 constitutional amendment aimed at restoring felons' voting rights has been carried out. Attorneys for the state say the plaintiffs are seeking an unprecedented judicial takeover. The lawsuit claims that a bureaucratic morass has prevented people from voting or determining whether they're eligible. Now, much of this issue is over the 2019 law that required felons pay legal fees associated with their convictions before they could be eligible to vote.
And the Florida Treasury is investing an additional $120 million in Israel bonds. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronis says that the move follows a recent purchase of $25 million in bonds.
We've bought more now than we've ever had in any administration. But it's, again, it's the right thing to do, but at the same time, it's fiduciary responsible.
Petronis says Florida's total current investment in Israel is at $200 million in bonds, the largest total ever held at one time by the Florida Treasury. He calls it the right thing to do, but also says it's in the best financial interest of the state.
Also, an ex-Florida police officer is being sentenced for abducting and beating a homeless man.
According to his sergeant and his brother officer and partner, was always calm, professional. His dream of being a police officer, based on this one incident, is over. He's now sitting in jail, not able to touch his child, and will never be a police officer again.
Yeah, just one incident, that's all it was. Defense attorney there arguing for probation, but Rafael Otano, got 66 months in state prison and 5 years probation. Did you not catch the one incident, quote unquote, was abducting and beating a homeless man?
Yeah, that's a pretty hefty incident to be guilty of.
5:30, Your Money Now is coming up after Fox News. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. We're just learning that President Biden, along with the First Lady Jill, will travel to Lewiston, Maine this coming Friday, which, of course, was the place of a tragic shooting in which 18 people were murdered. Today, the president was in Minnesota. He was talking about Bidenomics, but also made a statement about the Rafah crossing from Gaza into Egypt opening.
American citizens are able to exit today as part of the first group of probably over 1,000. We'll see more of this process going on in the coming days.
The Iranian-backed proxy groups have been launching attacks on American bases through the Middle East. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox says he believes the Biden administration needs to send a clear message to Iran.
President Biden and his team need to put Iran on notice that if you attack Americans in Iraq and Syria, we're coming after you. You expand the war against Israel, we're coming after you.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of positive news out of Roku after today's Wall Street trading day ended. While the streaming media company's quarterly loss was wider than expected, its revenue, $912 million, was up 20% year over year, and it handily beat estimates. It also reported having more active accounts than analysts had expected. In addition, the company said it remains committed to achieving positive adjusted earnings for full year 2024. All of that has Roku shares soaring 16% in extended trading. Also after today's close, Elf Beauty reported that its quarterly sales soared 76% from a year ago, topping expectations, with the cosmetics company also raising its full-year outlook for a second consecutive quarter. In response, Elf shares are up 9% in late trading. In the day's regular session, solid gains for stocks. The S&P 500 rose 44 points, the Dow Industrials moved up 221, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 210 or 1.6%. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The first college football playoff rankings were released last night, and Ohio State grabbed the top spot. The Buckeyes have a dominant defense and the best non-QB in the sport in Marvin Harrison Jr., but I haven't been all that impressed with their QB Kyle McCord this year. Ryan Day's team may be ranked number one now, but they won't be at the end of the year. And I currently think Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, Washington, and Oregon are all better. I'm Zach Gelb.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Temperatures are low, but demand is high. You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.535 now on News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Wednesday edition, doing it live on a November 1st, 2023. Yes, already to month 11 of the year. Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. And really quickly here, before we get our national headlines in, we'll get the latest on the roads and weather. Austin?
All right, well, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Looking at our traffic report here, we're still seeing congestion in the same old places here in Pensacola. We've still got some congestion due to that accident at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Palafox Street. And while it is lessening some, it's still backed up a bit. And then we've also got some congestion continuing on North Palafox Street due to some construction in that area. Beyond that, though, I'm not seeing anything too crazy.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 58 degrees, sunny. That red flag warning does remain in effect until 7 o'clock. Of course, very low humidity and windier conditions, not great for or conducive for fires. So I know we'd all love to have bonfires, make s'mores, hot chocolate, soup, all that stuff, but we do have burn bans in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County, and obviously burning highly discouraged in Escambia County as well, but no ban in effect right now. Taking a look at our national headlines, the UN says nearly half of Ukrainians are in need of humanitarian aid. Humanitarian Director Ramesh Rajasingham says the war, which is now in its 20th month, has killed thousands of civilians and left Ukrainians with unimaginable level of suffering and horrendous humanitarian consequences.
And another update is coming soon on the investigation of Congressman George Santos. The House Ethics Committee said in a statement Tuesday that it has contacted about 40 witnesses total, authorized over three dozen subpoenas, and reviewed over 170,000 pages of documents in its probe and will announce its next course of action on or before November 17th.
Also, closing arguments starting today in the fraud trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. The former crypto billionaire faces life in prison if convicted on all counts.
New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy seems to be lining up for a run for the U.S. Senate. The New York Times says she's assembling a campaign team as current Senator Bob Menendez faces federal bribery charges, and he has said that he will not resign.
A caravan of about 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving north through Mexico on a journey to the southern border.
They're not making enough money. They're not happy with their country, but that doesn't qualify them for asylum.
And that is Henry Cuellar, Congressman. The caravan is the largest since June of last year. It's being escorted by Mexican police who are keeping the highway open. Cuellar says in the past, the Mexican government has waited for marchers to get tired and then offer them rides back home.
Donald Trump's family members are starting to testify in his civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is taking the stand today, followed by Eric and Ivanka. And President Trump himself, or former president, I should say, is scheduled to testify on Monday.
Also in Kentucky, one man died and another missing after an abandoned coal plant collapsed.
I remember being in New York after 9/11, and those images that you see there, it's kind of what you see.
And the workers inside were preparing the structure for demolition at the time, a multi-story facility that was quite large there. That's a look at what's happening in national headlines. Just within the last minute or two, I've seen a post on X confirming that former Indiana head basketball coach Bobby Knight has died.
Really?
At the age of 83.
Yeah. I did not hear that. That's sad.
Yeah, so starting to see a lot of reaction on that. I would say a complicated legacy for sure.
For sure, yes.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of the 30 for 30s that ESPN put out. Have you seen the one that they did on him?
No,
on the program there.
No, but I cannot imagine that it was totally wholesome. Didn't he once like he grabbed a player by the neck and I know he threw a chair.
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, obviously it was a different age, a different era that
certainly
he was in for the most part of his career. coming into the 90s, you know, and early 2000s, things changing a little bit. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, you know, it would never work today, his coaching style. But no yeah, chance. So the 30 for 30 focuses on primarily the incident of grabbing the player by the throat. And then the follow-up that led him to get fired from Indiana was not the same, but kind of going after a student. So that's what got him fired. He kind of revitalizes his career at Texas Tech. And, you know, it was good because, you know, obviously he left Indiana in disgrace. He was took it very personal and hard for many years. And just within the last 3 or 4 years or so, he made amends with Indiana. They brought him back for a reunion. And you could kind of tell he was looking in pretty rough shape at that point. But yeah, Bobby Knight, head basketball coach for many years at Indiana, dying at the age of 83. So that happening in sports headlines today. Others happening. We have Game 5 of the World Series, and the Rangers looking like they're going to get their first championship. Of course, you know, it's 3-1. We've seen 3-1 leads evaporate before, but 11-7 was the win last night, and Game 5 tonight still in Arizona. So we'll see how that goes. Do you think the Diamondbacks get a game back here and the Texas Rangers win at home, or do they close it out tonight?
This could just be me wanting the Rangers more, but I got to tell you, 3-1. My Guardians blew a 3-1 lead to the Cubs several years ago.
Yeah,
so
my Cubs, yeah.
Yeah. I know more than anyone that it's possible to blow that lead, but 3-1, and with it being so convincing like it was, I got to take the Rangers tonight.
All right. I'm going to say go 6. I'll say that the Diamondbacks win tonight, and then the Rangers win at home. I would assume it wouldn't be tomorrow. It would be, what, Friday for Game 6 there. Also in the NFL, the big news today was the Raiders changing things up. Josh McDaniels and general manager Dave Ziegler fired late last night. It was around midnight our time, and so changes there for the Las Vegas Raiders. College football tonight, a couple more MAC games for you if you're into that sort of thing. Bowling Green taking on Ball State. That's at 6 o'clock at ESPN2. I can't tell you why. I mean, I'm from Central Ohio, born and raised in Columbus, so obviously Ohio State's my team. For whatever reason, and it may just be that when I was in middle school, Urban Meyer was at Bowling Green, and Bowling Green was actually really good. And so I played with them a lot at, when I wasn't playing with Ohio State, I would just have Bowling Green as kind of my lesser team that I would play.
Yeah.
And it was a very fun experience as a middle schooler So for whatever reason, no affiliation whatsoever with the school. I don't know anybody that went to Bowling Green, but I've always just, for some reason, had a soft spot in my heart for Bowling Green.
It's a cool team. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they play against Ball State. We've got Kent State taking on Akron at 6:30. On ESPN2. So, hey, you know, Maction, college football, usually a good show. I saw yesterday it was actually, I wouldn't say blizzard, but a nice little snowstorm there for the, who played last night? Toledo, was it?
Toledo, yes. Yeah, so, and they played, was it Buffalo?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right. But, yeah, a lot of snow there on the field. So I always love a good snow game, whether it's college or NFL. We don't get enough of those. That's another gripe that I have. But 5:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather before moving on to health, business, and science notes today.
Okay. Looking at our traffic here, we've got some congestion still on Brent Lane towards the intersection with North Davis Highway, and then some building up towards North Palafox Street from that crash from earlier. And speaking of North Palafox Street, we've got it some more heading northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road as well. Hopefully it's not too severe for too long, so you shouldn't be backed up for a ridiculous amount of time, but just be aware of it.
All right. And looking at the weather forecast right now, it is 59 degrees. We have clear skies all throughout the night. Again, a red flag warning in effect for another hour and a half or so. But, of course, a burn ban in effect for Santa Rosa, Okaloosa County. Highly discouraged anywhere really right now due to the conditions. Overnight low is going to be 42. We do have potential freeze conditions tonight, so be mindful there. Thursday, sunny, little warmer, 65, and then warming up to 72 on Friday and 76 on Sunday, or Saturday. So plenty of sunshine, dry air, and a bit breezy over these next few days right now. Taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Millions more people should get screened for lung cancer under updated guidance. That's according to the American Cancer Society. It expanded recommendations to older adults who formerly smoked, no matter how long ago they quit. Previously, the American Cancer Society only recommended the annual screening for those who quit less than 15 years ago.
And a bird organization is looking to change the names of birds that are named after people, saying many are named after former enslavers and racists.
Huh.
The release from the American Ornithological Society specified the Lewis woodpecker, Townsend's warbler, okay, that's an L, my bad, and Anna's hummingbird. The organization says it needs, quote, a more inclusive and engaging scientific process that's focused on the birds themselves.
All right. DiGiorno is selling a Thanksgiving pizza. It's online only for $11.23 each. If you don't pick that up, it's Thanksgiving, $11.23. But DiGiorno says that it features all of the toppings on a thick Detroit-style crust, and they include turkey, gravy, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, cheese, and a crispy onion topping. Austin, your thoughts on the DiGiorno Thanksgiving pizza?
Well, first of all, something I didn't notice in hour one, it says Detroit-style crust. Is that like a reference to the Lions plan on Thanksgiving?
No. Or is that I just think it just has to be that thick to have so many toppings on it.
Oh, that's smart, because I don't know what Detroit-style crust looks like.
I can't really explain it, because I've never had Detroit. I can see it in my mind. It's kind of like, it's very deep dish. It's like a deep dish thing, but it's not like the Chicago deep dish where you have the cheese on top, and it's more like a casserole look. It's like straight bread for...
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'll look it up on the break.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Turkey, gravy, sweet potatoes, meh. Green beans, kind of weird. Cranberries, you've lost me. That's where I'm at. Yeah. I gotta throw it in there. And dating app Tinder is announcing a new $500 per month option for those seeking romance on the platform. It's part of the Tinder Select line of offerings, becoming the fourth and the highest tier option. In exchange for the expense, top tier users will be able to directly contact others twice per week, even if they don't match. It'll also receive a digital badge that shows off their, quote, exclusive tier.
My dream is to be able to make enough money where I can spend $500 on a Tinder subscription per month.
Same here. Don't we all?
Not meaning anything to me. Pop culture notes today. Cher is headlining the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, so I'm all in. I do like the parade. It's really, you know, just background for preparing for the Lions game. Really,
it's just tradition.
It's just counting down to the Lions.
Yeah.
But so the singer recently released her first Christmas album and had it debut number one on Billboard's holiday album chart. The parade also has seven new character balloons, including Beagle Scout Snoopy and the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Interesting. Speaking of Christmas artists, Mariah Carey is continuing her annual November 1st tradition. She has proclaimed that she is the queen of Christmas and posted a video showing her defrosting from a block of ice and singing It's Time, as we just heard, to start the Christmas holiday season. And Joe, I know you're a big supporter of that.
I am not a big supporter of that. You got that backwards. Yeah, no, I won't go in a long diatribe this hour. I just, you know, I see a lot of people, and I have this fight with my wife every year that, you know, Christmas is starting earlier and earlier, and we are just losing respect for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, in a lot of ways, is more... I enjoy Thanksgiving more than I do Christmas, mainly because, you know, Christmas, there's such a finality to it at about, I don't know, 1 p.m. And it's like, all right, you know, the presents are open, we've eaten the breakfast, and all right, now what? But it's like opening day in baseball. It's like week one of the NFL season. You have Thanksgiving where it's just like, all right, it is the formal start to the Christmas season. Yep. There is a beginning. There is a defined beginning. And there is a defined end. And I just see too many people wanting to blur the lines of when the Christmas season begins. It will always start on Thanksgiving. This is not an anti-Christmas thing. I love Christmas. I am Phil Hartman in Jingle All the Way right when Thanksgiving starts. I'm all in on all the movies, the music, everything. But I just want Thanksgiving to have the proper respect that it deserves and the adoration. Because, I mean, look, you get family, you get football, you get food, you've got the leftovers on Friday, you got day after Thanksgiving sales, and you got day after Thanksgiving football, you've got all the rivalry games on college football Saturday. I mean, that is a jam-packed holiday weekend, and I just want its proper due. That's all. 551, we'll take a break. Let us know your thoughts on that. 850, what is the number? 437-1620. Texter says the song needs to go. Yeah, good luck with that one. The Mariah Carey song. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. I mean, look,
that's not happening.
That's like number one, man. That's the Christmas song on every Christmas radio station. Yeah,
absolutely.
So wacky and weird stuff and good news to finish up hour number two, Pensacola right now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning at 7 o'clock, we talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about the ongoing war against Hamas by Israel. Talked about Halloween safety and two different hatchet-related crimes that happened in Escambia County last week with Sheriff Chip Simmons at 7:35, and a lengthy conversation about the effort to incorporate Perdido after the debate that took place at the Escambia Legislative Delegation meeting last week. Good comments on both sides. That was at 6:35. You can find all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, putting a close to hour number two. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and the drive home. Former Indiana, legendary Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight dying at the age of 83 today. So that's a big breaking story here within the last 15 to 20 minutes. Really quickly here before we get some wacky stories, good news, we'll get a final check this hour of our roads and weather. Austin?
All right, so looking at our traffic, we're still dealing with some congestion on Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Davis Highway and towards North Palafox Street as well. The crash, as far as at that intersection there, has just about, the backups from that has just about died down, but it is still present. And also, we've got some congestion on Pensacola Boulevard heading northbound towards East 10 Mile Road.
All right, thank you very much. As far as the weather is concerned, meteorologist Alan Strum. Oh, there you go.
Temperatures way down in the 30s, and some spots might observe a light freeze as we head through the overnight hours. So there is a freeze warning in effect. Now, it's for the inland areas. It does not include the immediate coastal zones. So generally speaking, it's along and north of Interstate 10. So just look out for possible freezing temps as we roll into Thursday morning. Thursday, sunny with highs in the 60s. Warmer weather moves in late this week and for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, we are at 59 degrees, red flag warning in effect until 7 o'clock this evening. A reminder, burn ban in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Taking a look at some wacky and weird stories in Florida this week. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office is warning residents to be on the lookout for a truck that has red and blue lights and is, they say anyway, impersonating law enforcement. They even posted a picture of the white Chevy Silverado with green decals. On the side, it says Booty Patrol. That's right, not Border Patrol, Booty Patrol. The owner of the truck, though, says he's never tried to pull anybody over, and it seems like the sheriff's office is okay with it as long as he removes the lights. So
I think that's pretty fair. A West Virginia dentist is going viral for saying it's better for kids' teeth if they eat all of their Halloween candy in one sitting. Dr. Olivia Mason says that while it wouldn't be easy on their stomach, kids' teeth are better off stuffing their faces with candy at once rather than having a few pieces a day over the next few weeks.
But if you stuff your faces with candy once per day over the next few days,
that's when we really got a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. There's also a man in Southern California is accused of stealing $4 million worth of personal computers.
Wow.
That's a lot of computers.
Yeah. Even, I mean, I know computers are expensive.
Even the more high-end ones, they, I mean, what, a couple grand?
Yeah, like some of those like high-end like gaming computers. Right. It's nothing near $4 million.
Yeah. So Julio Vieira allegedly filled a tractor trailer with the computers and intended to drive them to Findlay, Ohio. Cops say the computers all had tracking devices, which allowed them to follow him to a stopping point. So not that bright there. Also, good news. We talked about this last hour. This is really cool. So, you know, a lot made on NIL, college athletics. Oh, it's ruining college football. And that may be true, but not in all spots. And not in all spots. A really cool story here from the Iowa State football program. The Iowa Pork Producers Association has a big hit with an NIL deal for several football players. Their last names are Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon.
I think I see the message there.
Yeah, and also they just agreed to another NIL deal with a player named Cook. So I'm not sure. So Purchase and Cook, Moore, Hammond, Bacon, I guess. But The Iowa Pork Producers Association pays the players $1,000, and they also donate $1,000 worth of pork to their each individual player's hometown food bank. So,
awesome.
Cool story there. Also, a Kentucky woman bought her first scratch-off ticket, won $75,000. She says it was a weird day in general. She was craving a Coke, which she never drinks. But her elderly mom recently passed away, and it was her favorite. She went to a store to buy one and says the $5 scratcher just jumped out at her.
Wow.
She was on the phone with her daughter when she scratched it off and plans to split the money with her.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. 559, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up.